to the mothers on today, I think there's a scripture out there that's going to lend itself to the mothers. But the thing that I found out is that every child faces a life of dependence from the moment he or she is conceived. At the very start of their new life, they must look to their mother for nourishment in the womb. Amen? And so a mother's decisions are compromised the moment she becomes pregnant. She immediately has to consider the life that is within her. Bad choices can lead to bad outcomes. Once the child is born, they are dependent on their parents for food, for clothing, and for shelter. They cannot provide any of those resources for themselves. Unlike other earthly creatures, amen, babies can't even get up and go to their mother. The mother has to come to them. An infant is also incapable of caring for himself or herself in terms of cleanliness. The infant is dependent on his mother and father to give him baths, to feed them, to change them, to pick them up, to carry them around, to kiss minor scrapes, to play with them, to clip nails, to comb hair, and to otherwise make the child presentable. Once they become more mobile, the child is incapable of determining what is safe and or harmful. Without the parents' guidance, the child could fall down the stairs. They could burn themselves. They could eat something that is poisonous, any of which could permanently disable him or her or even kill them. No one would argue the necessity for round-the-clock care for infants. And I want to let you know that mothers provide just that, round-the-clock care. In the middle of the night, attending to asthma attacks, runny noses, accidents in the bed, scary nights, new rooms, midnight feedings, checking fever, sleeping in the middle of the bed with a child who is burning up, and then getting up and taking that child to the hospital emergency room, all the while having to be at work at 9 o'clock that morning. No one can argue that a mother's job is never done. And all this and more while being a banker. You know, mother's got to keep a little something tucked away. A real estate broker got to be ready to move at a moment's notice. CFO, making sure the bills are paid, and they are the cook, the chef, making sure food is on the table. Mothers are counselors. They are encouragers. They are motivational speakers. Mothers are coaches. They get out there and play catch with their babies and throw the ball around and show them how to hit in football and tell their little boy, don't be no punk out there. And multitasking, somebody say multitasking, comes natural for mothers. Fussing, mother's fuss, it comes in new ringtones, along with a healthy dose of frustration. They find themselves yelling at the ceiling, daring somebody to act up one more time before they have to walk up them stairs and take. Talking about somebody's mama. Mama, somebody say mama. Mama don't play that. Mama don't take no mess. And mama had to do some things every now and then. And all the while, mother They don't have no time to pull back. They don't have no time for pity parties. They don't have no time to take care of themselves. But somehow, right before church start, they seem to look like $1 million. But it took everything in them to get ready because they had to get their kids ready. Had to stop by Jack in the Box on the way to church and had to get a happy meal. And the stockings got a run in them. But still, they come through the door with a smile on their face because that's what mothers do. Mothers keep it together. No time really take care of themselves. Always the children. It's always the children. Still, they are taken for granted. It's a thankless job, Mothers get tired of kids talking back to them. And they're tired of telling kids the same old. And they end up asking somebody, is it okay if I kill them? And I brought them in, I can take them out. And you end up wondering, is this my child? Is this the one I gave birth to? He acted a pure fool. But you let somebody raise up against your child, and it's only cracking then. My child might be wayward, but don't you talk about my child. I'm still praying for him, and the Bible tells me raise up a child in the way they should go, and when they are old, they will not depart from it. Your child might not be what they're supposed to be, but God is working on them right now. Mothers don't get no appreciation except for government-specified holidays. We got to have a holiday for Mother's Day. Isn't that crazy? Government got to tell us it's okay to celebrate your mama on this day right here. There is a woman in the Bible who exemplifies the plight of a mother. You can keep your seats, but let's look at it. You read it when you get home. I'm going to break it down for you a little bit. I don't know if time will permit me to get through all of it. It's so rich. But there's some things over in Mark, the 7th chapter, the 24th through the 30th verse. It reads thus. From there he arose and went to the region of Tyre or Tyre and Sidon. And he entered in a house and wanted no one to know it. But he could not be hidden. For a woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard about him, and she came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, Syrophoenician by birth. She kept asking him to cast the demon out of her daughter. Jesus says to her, let the children be filled first, for it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. And she answered and said to him, yes, Lord. Somebody that don't even have a right to praise God. Y'all don't talk back to me. Yet even the little dogs under the table eat from the children's crumbs. Then he said to her, for this saying, go your way. The demon has gone out of your daughter. And when she had come to her house, she found the demon gone out and her daughter lying on the bed. Now, the way the scripture makes it seem, it's written like this woman was actually waiting for Jesus to get to where he was. She was determined not to be turned away. She was coming for a miracle. Ooh. The mother of the daughter with the demon possession came to Christ for help. Notice this. She had to leave her daughter at home. How much pain is that to have to leave your child while they're going through something, while you're trying to find a cure for your baby? Am I talking to any mothers out there that you had to run to the grocery store, to the pharmacy to pick up medicine because you couldn't afford to take them with you? Because they was hurting so bad and it would cause too much stress and strain just to get them in the car. So you had to leave them, whether somebody was there or not. The Bible doesn't say. But it does say that this woman had to venture out and find Jesus. Oh, my God. The Bible says in 7 to 25 that the certain woman heard of him. Amen. In other words, the news of this Christ had gotten around Phoenicia. And when this woman heard he was near, she had set out to see him about her daughters. And real mothers put aside their own ideas and go with what works, y'all. Some people hear and don't do anything about it. Some people dismiss their blessing by thinking it doesn't take all of that. Some get distracted and allow other thoughts to deter them from their goals. Some think it's not that serious and that the illness is simply going to pass with time. But this woman heard and was determined to get to Jesus. Now, I want to let you know what faith is. Faith is hearing about a Savior that you've never seen. Faith is hearing about God whom you never laid eyes on. All she heard about was his reputation. Have you heard about the reputation of Christ? Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you look good today, but I want to ask you, have you heard about the reputation of Christ? And then if you can, look at somebody said, I heard that he was the Prince of Peace, that he was the Rose of Sharon, that he is Alpha and Omega, that he is the bread of life, the chief cornerstone, the arm of the Lord, the author and the finisher of our faith, the Holy One of Israel. I've heard something about this Jesus because they call him the King of Kings, the light of the world, the Redeemer, the resurrection and the life, the true life, the Lord of Lords, Son of Man. He is the truth, the horn of salvation, the Lamb of God, the Holy One of Israel, the light of the world, the head of the church. He is the great I Am. Ask your neighbor, have you heard? Some of y'all ain't heard. Because if you heard about the reputation of Christ, you would flood the altar. You would come in here praising and magnifying. You would come in here in expectancy. You would come in here looking for a blessing. If you heard about the reputation of Christ, that he heals, that he is real, that he will do just what he said he's going to do, that his blood was shed on the cross, and he died for us, and that on the third day he got up. If you heard about the reputation of Christ, then you're able to clap your hands. You're able to give him glory. You're able to magnify. Year of loudmouth folk that heard him ought to say something about him. I heard he'll heal you. I heard he'll bring you from a mighty long way. I heard he'll reach down into the muck and mire and put it out of your every situation. you're going through. Daddy, I heard that he's good all the time. I heard that he come that you might have life, that you might have it more abundant. If you've heard something of Jesus, it ought to stir something up down in the inside of you that calls you to expound out of your mouth. No living water. You ought to be able to say Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He is everything to me. Trust and believe. Look at somebody and just tell them, come a time you just gotta believe it. You can't go off of what other people say. You can't go off of what the reports say. You can't go off of what the paper on the internet says. You just got to believe that he said. And if he said it, I believe it, that settles it. It come a time when you just got to walk blindly. Y'all ain't saying nothing back to me. You gotta walk blindly at some time. Hey, you may not even see light at the end of the tunnel, but I'm walking. I believe God. I'm going to give him every opportunity to meet my need. Hallelujah. What are you doing? What are you willing to do to get to him? What are you willing to sacrifice to get to Jesus? I don't know about you, but I'll give it all up. I love Sister Richardson, but if she starts tripping, she got to go. I love my kids. Y'all ain't saying them back to me. But if they go wayward, I'ma pray for them. But I got to get to Jesus. Whatever it takes for me to get to the Lord, I came too far for somebody to tell me I'm gonna lose my mind just because of how they act. I don't care if I'm married to them, if they related to me. God has been too good to me to sacrifice anything that anybody on this earth can give me. God is everything. This woman had some faith. Faith believes Christ. Faith will be, watch this, faith will be a good steward over spiritual opportunities. Let me let that sink in for a minute. Faith will be a good steward over spiritual opportunities. This was not necessarily a physical blessing yet. It was a spiritual opportunity for her to get next to Jesus. And she took advantage of it. We're always looking for the physical blessing. We're always looking for the outward blessing. We always want God to bless us in a supernatural, extrinsic way. But I want to ask you, will you take the time that when the opportunity presents itself, that you will get next to Jesus and get with him in such a spiritual manner? In other words, you got to submit. And look, now she gets there to Jesus. And when she got there, what did she do? Well, she fell on her feet. Some of y'all is crazy because some of y'all would just walk up to Jesus and treat him just like he a homie on the street. I don't know where people got that saying from that Jesus is my homeboy. Jesus is not your homeboy. He ain't your kicking it partner. He ain't somebody you just walk up to and give him that. When you come into the presence of Jesus, you want to fall down on your knees. You ought to submit yourself. I'm tired of people thinking that they on one accord or even with Jesus. You better get on your knees. The Bible tells us that every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. We're trying to make Jesus fit in the world. Jesus changed the world. We had nerve trying to put Jesus on our level. That's my homeboy. I can kick it with Jesus. You better be on your knees.